Blog Talk Radio.
Christianpsychics.com. Welcome everybody tonight. We're going to have a wonderful show. We're going to do a lot of reading. So anybody that's interested in getting a free reading, please call in. The call-in number is 323-679-0882. There's a lot going on in our world this day. Tonight we're going to have another grand sextile, which is a twin Star of David, which is going to be in our skies and is going to create another new energy portal that's going to change everybody's energy, uniting, I guess, is what's happening this time. It's bringing a union of divine and masculine energy, and it's really going to be exciting as we move forward through this year. Like I said, everything is starting to really change, and people that are light workers are starting to see reciprocity. So it's really great. And if you're not doing the right thing, and if you're in that state of anger or denial or judgment or, separating people, you need to change your energy and bring about union, joy, happiness, peace, because when you're putting out those negative vibrations, guess what? Now they're coming back to you as negative instead of previously where lots of times when people were putting out negative vibrations, it was affecting the other people. So be at peace and truly be ready to enjoy this new energy, especially there's another big shift that's going to happen when we come to the winter equinox, which is in September. So, but today actually is that grand sextan star alignment. So very, very interesting. So tonight, on tonight's show, I'm going to have Ellen, who I believe she's in the queue now, if I can get her.
Yeah.
Ellen, are you there?
I am, Reverend Jay. Hello.
Hey, Ellen. How was your week been?
I got to be honest with you. I've had better weeks. I guess that energy really threw everybody for a loop because that full moon, it was like, I don't know. I had to look online to see if Mercury went retrograde. It was wild.
I have to actually say, another thing that happened to me was I had some, this is really weird, but I had some markings appear on my cement driveway.
Really?
Yes, that they couldn't have been, you know, my car is parked there. So
right.
They look like mini crop circles, one on each side of my car. And they've, like, been etched into the cement.
Are they still there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I just want to know if they were still there. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, they're still there. They're actually
etched
in the cement. I took a picture of them, but I couldn't get it up online on time. But, at first, you know, I do feel like they either have to be made by a machine, which I don't know is how that's possible since my car has been there, or, you know, they're not human-made. That's much there's no way that you can, like, unless you have a grinder and went over and, you know, ground my car. So it's very unusual. But I've had same thing. I've had a massive energy flux. Because of, you know, what's going on in the heavens and with the sun polarizing shift and everything, it really is an exciting time for us, isn't it?
It is. Wow, that's wild, Jay. I never heard of that. That's freaky.
Yeah, I actually can.
No
it
offense.
Turned out really
freaky.
Yeah, it really turned out, the pictures turned out really good. So I was like, I need to,
totally.
You know, I sent them to all my psychic friends, and one psychic friend told me that they were ports of protection, and then the other person told me that they were portals, and so I've now gone out, and I've put my hands on it, trying to obtain the information that they might be trying to convey.
Wow, I'm texting you my email. Maybe you'll send. I like to see this.
Okay, yeah, I will definitely send it to you. So the other thing that happened is, you know, for some reason the show was scheduled to go on at 8 o'clock, and tonight. So.
Oh my God! How they
do
that?
I don't know, but 10 minutes before the show started, I went and switched times. So we're a little bit behind on callers and stuff. And plus the station or the it's been going in and out.
Yes, it has. So, it told me to get off the queue. It goes, I get in line, right? So I'm waiting for you to pick up. And then all of a sudden I hear, thank you for calling Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye. I'm like, what? See, I'm telling you, it's this moon because everybody at my job, at work, almost everybody in one point or another was crying. It was horrible. I mean, this was like the weirdest week. I have never seen something like this in years. And I didn't know if it was like I wanted to think it was like a cleansing. Like maybe it was just kind of spurting out all the negativity so we can get that new cycle you were talking about. But I don't know. But I was like freaked out.
I think it's more of a downloading is what it is, but it feels like something. Yeah. What was happening to me the other night, like not last night, the night before, like I've had these energy surges. So it was about 11:30 night before last, and I was off It was so odd. I was so tired. I thought, oh, I'm going to bed. And as soon as I got into bed, my eyes, my mind were all heavy and tired. But all of a sudden, I got an energy surge, and my whole body was, like, vibrating alive, and I was dead tired. And I was like, what do I do now?
Yeah, really. Well, I did want to say something positive that happened to me.
Oh, good.
I was at the dog park with my three dogs, as I usually am on Saturday mornings, and we noticed this guy that we kind of knew lived nearby. He was a really older gentleman, really having a hard time with the puppy. He was walking it outside the park in his cane and his big bag of cans. So one of the girls, ladies, went over and got his wife. We took everybody home. And as I left his house, their house, my angel started screaming at me. And when I mean screaming, I mean screaming, to call the police. And I'm like, why? And they told me that they needed services, that they weren't, like, in horrible shape, but they were in shape bad enough that they could get referrals to social services if they need something. So I called the police. I told them everything about, you know, the guy had three strokes and how he was having trouble and his wife was having trouble, and then he disappeared. So the officer called me later and told me that it wasn't as bad as I thought it was. However, she is going to keep an eye on them and recommend services, like social services, to look in on them and just to make sure they're okay. Because they're older, they're not really doing well. He's 94, she's 87. You know, God love them, but they're not really doing that well on their own. But when I called, I said, look, I don't want them impounded. I don't want them to be moved from their house or anything. I just want to make sure they're okay. Because my instinct and my angels were telling me something wasn't all right, you know what I mean? So that was my good thing that happened, that I did alert them, and they're going to keep an eye on them and make sure that they're eating properly, because their yard was a mess, and normally that means the inside of the house. I thought it was something out of Hoarders. But she went inside. The officer checked everything out. They had plenty of food. It was clean. You know, it was sanitary. You know, she didn't feel like her health was in danger, but she could see they were in need of some services. So she's going to keep an eye on them and write the referral.
Well, that's great. Interesting thing that happened to me is my neighbors, who have a couple of kids, came down and decided they wanted to pick all my flowers. My other neighbor called me up and she says, those kids are out there picking all your flowers. And I was like, they are?
What?
So, you know, I go out there. They're little kids, you know. And I don't want them picking my flowers. That's true. But, you know, I can't be mad at them. When I was a child one time, I picked flowers, you know. So I kind of laughed it off, but my neighbor was like, those kids are brats.
Well, you know how I am about my roses. And some lady picked my roses. I cracked off on her. And I said, look, I'm flattered that you like my roses, but there's a certain way you have to cut them. So if you want roses, just knock on my door, and I'll be happy to cut them properly for you. And that's what I told some of the kids, too. If you want my roses, so they come up to me, Miss Ellen, can we please have a rose? I'm sure. You know, I'm happy. I was just blooming all over the place. But I have to do it a certain way, because I just, you know, it's a way of, you know, picking flowers and making sure the bush is okay. And you cut it a certain way, you can get more flowers and more plant. But if you just go and grab them off the thing, you damage them, and that doesn't sit well with me. I'm a Taurus. What can I tell you? I love my roses.
I have to tell you this. I've planted Rosa Sharon 3 years ago, and they were small plants. And so this year, it finally got to, like, a little over a foot high, and it had a whole bunch of buds on it. And I was going to finally see what color it was. And the deer came along and ate all the heads off.
Oh, my God, dear. Oh, my God. Dear. So,
but they had left two buds. And so every day I was going out to see, you know, these two buds because I just want to know what color it is. You know,
right?
Next year it'll be big enough where it won't matter, you know, because it'll be like 3 or 4 foot tall. And so I've been waiting for this one bud to open, waiting, going out every day and checking it, and it's taking its sweet time. And yesterday I go out, and the bud literally was taken off the plant but set in the little, leaf pocket. So,
oh, my Lord.
I think
Dear.
It's going to be perfect. Right. I think it's going to be perfect. I'm sure.
Oh, my God. Between deer and kids? Oh, my. I mean, at least you can't, you know,
deer
you can probably shoot during hunting season, but, you know.
No,
I'm kidding.
Yeah,
I would never shoot an animal. I'm just kidding.
Well, the deer are really, really populated here for, and I don't know if it's because of the water or what's going on. But,
I think they have an explosion because my.
Let's take a caller only because they keep going in and out. Like, we've had, like, 5 callers, and now we're down to 1. And
let's go grab them. Hurry, Graham.
So let's do that. I'm sorry to interrupt, Alan.
Don't worry about it.
864, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
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 Where are you calling?
My name is Dawn, and I'm calling from South Carolina.
Hi, Dawn. You doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Mm-hmm. Do you have a question for us?
I was just wondering what you see maybe as far as a child coming up or anything.
Okay.
I'm sorry, did you say child coming up?
A job.
Or something.
A job? I was going to say child coming up? Whoa!
Yeah, no, I just a job or something. Coming up, hopefully.
Dawn, I'm getting that you're having great sadness or sadness. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. Is it because of finances?
Yes.
Okay. You know, there's some part of what's going on. You need to forgive yourself first. Okay. Things happen and transpire like they do, so that you learn from them. So the situation that you're in now, it's going to come to an end. Don't worry about that,
No. You
know. But what I need you to do is be in the essence of forgiving yourself. You didn't cause the problems. The problems that you're having now are problems to teach you, and you can look at them two ways. You can look at them like, one, I'm going to get through this because God loves me and I'm his child, and two, it's okay. No matter what happens, I'm still alive, and I still have a chance to do something better, more, greater. And if you switch to that attitude, I feel like things will propel faster. If you stay in this attitude of sadness, or if you stay in this attitude of, you know, why me, always me, of lack, and the term is lack is what they just said to me.
Right.
Well, if you stay in the mindset of lack, then that's what you're creating. So you don't want to create that. You want to create abundance. So every time you think you lack something, think of what you have that, you know, you're lucky to have or that you like. It's called switching. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I do. It's just been kind of hard lately. I'm in school and it just sometimes feels like I shouldn't be in school because I'm still, you know, I'm putting all my effort into trying to find a job, but I kind of am on the line of not knowing what to do, you know.
Go ahead, Ellen. I'll let Ellen go.
Does your school offer job placement?
After you graduate.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
but you know what? Yeah, exactly. And also, I was thinking, when I was trying to connect with you earlier, it kept shrinking away from me. And I was just thinking that maybe, you know, the heavenly messages and stuff coming your way, you're so closed up, you're just unwittingly going away from them. Do you know what I mean? You never, like, break a thermometer when we were kids when they had mercury in them, and you try to pick up the mercury ball and you can't because it kept going away from your hand?
Yeah.
That's what Les was like. You're the mercury ball and they're the hand. And when people reach for you or spiritual messages reach to you, you're shrinking away from them. You're so upset, which, you know, believe me, Jay and I understand that. But Jay's also right when you were saying, because I could feel the sadness in your voice when you first got on. And I just think that if you can try to kind of reach out more and know that this whole economy job thing, I mean, it says not your fault. But you really need to learn to try to reach out a little bit more and try to reach up a little bit more. Because I think that you're missing a lot because you're upset, understandable, but you're closed up like you're
right.
A hermit crab. You know, a little shell.
Yeah.
I like hermit crabs, by the way. They're pretty cool.
Dawn, I feel like if you can switch out of that attitude of lack, within 5 weeks, something's going to open up. They're saying it's going to be an exciting opportunity for a career. So it really is about shifting your energy, and today is a great day to start because I don't know if you listened to the beginning of the show, but there's a grand sextile happening in the skies, which is the star. It's a twin star of David, and it's a planetary alignment that's very rare, and it opens up for opportunities of manifestation and fulfillment. And it's bringing, it's uniting your divine feminine and masculinity in a union. So it's really, really a great time to make your dreams come true or be the creator. You know, so. Pardon?
Oh, when is that? I'll go grab my husband. It's
tonight.
I'll bring him out there. We need all the help we can get.
Sorry, don't make me laugh. It hurts.
I'll just bring my whole family out there. Come on, let's.
Yeah, I mean, just kind of soak in it and have like a really big energy family transmission reception thing. But just remember one thing: it's easy to transmit. Just remember, you also need to receive.
Right.
Like a television, you have to receive and transmit, receive and transmit.
Or allow, or open up to the energy. Allow the energy to come into you and through you, or allow the energy through you is the way that I perceive it. And that will make a big difference and start tonight. I mean, tonight's really a great night to start. I'm glad you called in. And then let us know, you know, like in how things are going in the next couple of weeks. I see 5 weeks that you're going to be in something that you're looking for. You
I
know,
agree.
So,
okay, and what time tonight is that thing that you're talking about coming out?
Oh, well, it's in the skies now. It's a planetary alignment. So you might be, it's in the star, the shape of the Star of David, where all these planets line up. And it's kind of like a portal opening or a portal. It's allowing this energy to come through. And, you know, it's, I believe, my understanding is it's the 144th dimensional expansion, from the 144th level of dimensional expansion. So that's the exciting part about it. And it is going to create opportunities for a lot of people to be, if you can step into the creator instead of being in the lack and the fear, you know, okay?
Yeah, definitely. I'll go ahead and, it's weird because my husband, he wears a Star of David, like a silver thing on his, he has a necklace, and that's what he wears all the time for luck, because he's always telling me that, like, you know, when he goes out and tries and finds jobs and everything, he has to wear that for luck, I guess.
It has a lot of Christ significance. Or, you know, in the sky, that it's Christ-conscious energy that actually brings the balance between divine and masculine femininity. so it really is a great time. And if you can just shift that up and just let go of some of that sadness and realize how lucky you actually are, because you are lucky in a lot of ways. And
thank you.
And
I will.
You are.
Okay, Dawn. Well, let us know and give
us
a call back.
I will.
Yeah, please call us back.
Yes, okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay.
You know what's odd, Jay? A couple times when we've been going through a financial crisis, every time a movie comes on, like TCM or AMC, The Grapes of Wrath, I don't know if you saw that, ever saw it with Henry Fonda, Jane Darwin, and John Carradine, it makes you feel a lot watching what went on during the 30s, the Dust Bowl, and you know, the migration to California people had to make because their farms went under. Yeah, that's...
yeah.
Every time...
I saw it once a long time ago, but I haven't seen it in many years. But I don't see a lot
movie.
Of TV yet. Very cool. Let's go right on to the next caller. So the next caller is 111, I think you're a Skype caller. Hello?
Hi, Jay. How you doing? I am
good.
A Skype caller. This is Helen.
Hey, Helen.
Hi.
Hi. I'm calling from Maryland, and my question is around real estate. I'm trying to close a deal, and I'm wondering when it might actually happen.
Wow.
Well, I'm going to pass you right on to Helen, see what she's getting.
What I was getting is when you said that, I started getting a headache. Are you sure with whom you're dealing with? That they're...
Yeah, I've actually ran into some people that are less than honest, but I think that they seem to be out of the picture now, so...
Are you sure? Because, forgive me, but I kept on getting, like, my head hurt. I kept on getting, like, a spiral dizziness here. I just thought there's so much confusion of whom you're really dealing with, and I hope that these people are really out of the picture and not undercover on some other guys.
Well, they could be. I don't know. I guess that's great that I called.
Yeah, because honestly, I mean, I'm not getting anything negative as in it's not going to happen, but I'm not getting anything positive that it will happen. What I'm getting is a lot of confusion in circles. And I just think that maybe you need to really research whom you're dealing with.
Okay, so do you get any advice as to how to make it happen sooner, or?
I keep on hearing, find out who you're dealing with. Once you find out who you're dealing with, everything will fall into place. Because you're not sure. And I don't know if they just faded out or they're just hiding under some other thing. That's the biggest sticking point I'm getting for you, and I'm sorry, but that's all I'm getting is that there's some kind of something going on that's stopping it, and it's not in your favor right now because the block is still there. Jay?
I'm getting something similar. To me, they're saying it's a conflict, and there's some bothersome details. What they are saying, though, is that it is eventually going through, and that there's just a little bit of sticking point. You know, sometimes things, you know, actually a lot of times things just don't go smooth. You know, and what just like I told that last caller, step out of the fear of it. Know that, you know, this is going to happen, and, you know, and with all real estate, you know, if this isn't the end all, then another person's right there behind them. But I do feel like this is going through, so I just want you to, I want you to be in the positive mindset that this is going through. It's just some bothersome details. It's symptomatic of a lot of things. You know, it's a buyer's market, and people that are buying and think they have power are, you know, assertive in their negative energy.
Got it.
Would you?
Okay.
Okay. I wish I could say, but I do see it going through. It's going to be a little bit, you know, rough.
Will you call us and let us know what happened?
I will. I will. Thank
Please.
You.
You're welcome.
Okay. We wish you the very best. Bye-bye. Yeah, that's always hard, and I just feel like it's just little details that need to be worked out.
I feel it's more than that. I feel like there's something really unsavory going on behind her back, and she needs to find out what it is and really look into it before she does anything else. I keep getting headaches and circles, and
right.
I know it's not my, you know, sinus headache. We'll find out. Hopefully she'll call and let us know.
I have to agree that, you know, there is some conflict, but it's, you know, well, we'll see. Like you said, we'll wait for a call back. Let's go right on to the next caller. And the next caller
okay.
is 602. 602, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Janet. I'm in Arizona.
Hi, Jenna. Do you have a question for us tonight?
I do. I kind of got an issue that I was wanting to see how it was going to resolve. It has to do with a pet getting out of the... actually, he broke through the window, and I was wondering, is he safe? And is my apartment complex going to cause issues about it?
Are you paying for the window?
I don't know yet.
what kind of dog was it?
It's a Rottlab.
Rottie.
But he has he doesn't have the he has the colorings of one, but he actually has more of you know, he's smaller. He's only like about 40 pounds, maybe 45. Not real big, mm-hmm. and he's got a leaner face, not a big... You know how when you think of a rot, he's not, like...
Right. He's a mix.
Really rotty. Yeah.
Probably a lab mix, I would think. That's what I'm getting, a lab mix. Well, he's running around. Are you out in your woods? Or, like... I know you're in Arizona, but you're not in, like...
No, in the city.
I keep on seeing trees and stuff. That's weird.
Well, there are trees around.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
You know, there's a lot of business and complexes.
Wow. All right. I feel he's going to be returned to you. Dog's going to be returned to you. It's just that if you might have to just pay for the window. And have you considered creating him or her?
Well, the thing is he's been so used to being, like, in an open space in a house, and it just so happens my daughter kind of moved back in, and I'm just in an apartment, and I don't think he can handle it.
Yeah, but the thing is, if you're going to... Go ahead.
I was going to say, and if he does return and, you know, all that, how are we going to handle that? Because he cannot be here.
Well, one thing you can do is crate him. Get a big crate for him. I have three dogs,
mm-hmm.
and we have two crates that we push together, so it's like 24 square feet of crate, and
mm-hmm.
we call it their house,
mm-hmm.
and all we have to do is say, I say, guys, go to your house, and they go right into the crate, because people think it's mean or horrible to crate a dog, but dogs are actually den animals. That's their place. Out in the wild, they live in dens. They don't
mm-hmm.
live in houses. So crate training him would be a good idea, and also taking them out for more walks and maybe taking him to a dog park.
Right. Well, the thing is that I work so many hours that I'm hardly ever here, so a lot, that's part of the problem. My daughter went out of town for the weekend, and I worked all day from 7 in the morning till 12 midnight, and I just didn't have the time to be here because I couldn't.
Yeah. Well, I guess your daughter can't go out of town anymore, or she has to board the dog in a kennel.
Right,
You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm actually, my guides are telling me for you to look at the situation realistically, and what they're saying is that it might not be in your best and highest interest to continue being a dog owner. And
mm-hmm.
I know that's sometimes hard to hear, but if you really assess the situation that you're having, it really isn't in your best and highest interest. There's
or the dogs.
Right. And so I don't know how you feel about that, but that is what they told me to convey to you. I also got similar to Ellen that he is going to be returned to you, but at that time you have a choice to decide, you know, is this the proper housing for a dog this size? Is this the kind of responsibility that you want to take on and maintain? Is this actually an acceptable living situation for you and the dog? You know, there's...
Well, you know, and that's just interesting because it's actually my dog is actually the one with the dog, and she was living in a house and everything, and she had roommate issues, and then she just sprang him over here, and it's like, okay. But for me, it is very stressful, and due to the accommodations here, I really... That was the thing. We just can't do it here. So I just don't know how we should handle this, if we should just put him back up for an adoption or...
Well, there are some really great rescues in the area. Lots of great rescue groups and area groups. Usually people put them on Craigslist. I don't know, but you see, I got my dog Lucky off of Craigslist, you know, and he was fine. But I think if you looked around and you interviewed people or go to the rescue, sometimes PetSmart, I don't know if you have PetSmart and Pet Supermarket, they have adoptions. Ask one of their rescues that maybe if they put him up for adoption through there, you can probably just foster him. But if you're gone, how was it, like almost 12, 18 hours? The dog probably had to go to the bathroom.
Well, you know, and it's just what happens. This happened to be, you know, and it's so sad because she's gone out of town and she's on her way home and she doesn't even know about the dog. And it's her birthday. And it's like, oh, well,
She's an owner. It's care, custody, and control. If you're going to have a dog, that's kind of how I got my dog, JoJo, the neighbor next door. She's a firefighter, works 18-hour shifts, has a five-year-old. The dog was on the porch night and day, day and night, all kinds of weather. I got permission to bring her over to my house to play with my two, and then eventually I convinced her to let me adopt her, which is right next door, so it's not like she can't see her.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, some situations, I mean, I said to her, you know what you need for a pet? You need a goldfish in a plastic bowl, because some people don't have
house.
The time for pets. Sure.
Right.
Absolutely.
I had a house, and I've always had a house until here, but she was living in a house. So things were okay with the dog until she brought him here and was like, okay, this is not working well. And, of course, the damage he caused in here is kind of... So do you see that the apartment complex here is going to cause any issues, or are they just going to try to make me pay for a few things?
I think they're going to make you pay for a few things and demand you get rid of the dog.
Okay.
Unless she stays home, not goes out of town, she's responsible for the dog and you crate him like I asked you to, or... Not asked you to, but I suggested. Other than that, she'll have to just be realistic. This is not a good situation for a dog.
Right. Well, I just didn't want to have legal issues over this dog jumping out of the window.
They
have to replace
the
window
last night. And get rid of the dog. I mean, get him a proper home, tell him you're looking for a house. Maybe somebody, they know somebody who knows somebody, you know. I know, it's hard getting, you know, asked to get rid of a pet, but I had to do that with my chinchilla Persian. She was so mean to the baby when I brought him home. I'd be feeding him, and she'd be coming up, hissing at him, and whapping him on the head. So I had to find her a new home. But I looked, and I found her a home. Same thing with Rocky and Molly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hated it, but you do your homework, and you find a really good situation. Even go visit the people who want to adopt them, say, well, you're going to have to pay me $50 homing fee, and I need to come over and see your house.
Right. Well, I just wanted to make sure that, you know, first of all, I was hoping he's okay or somebody found him and he's in an okay place. I don't know, because I've driven around all last night. I drove around this morning a couple times looking, and It's a city, and you don't know. It can be anywhere. It could be next door, and you're not even going to know it. Because, you know, by the time I can get out and in and out and in, I haven't seen it. It's like, I just want to make sure I don't have any legal issues about this.
No, just make sure you pay for everything. Actually, make your daughter help you pay for everything.
Oh, well, of course she's going to be doing that. She's not going to be happy, but she'll have to do that.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she'll be understanding. It's just that. It was
right.
just a bad situation, and it just something went bad. And it was like he freaked out. And God, I don't know how he did it, but he did it.
Well, they're powerful enough, and if they really want something badly enough, believe me, they'll go and get it. Those are very powerful dogs.
Right, because
yeah.
I noticed he must have, because I think he was trying to get out through the door and he was scratching it, because I saw paw blood prints all over the kind of the stuff here, and I'm thinking, so I was hoping it wasn't from the glass. And
no, just the thing is that he needed to go to the bathroom. You were gone from 7:30 to midnight. I mean, poor dog,
yeah.
Where's he supposed to go?
All right, well... It's not that he didn't make the mess, he did. It's just that I just know he likes to be outside. He likes to be, and if he hears people, I think he thinks that he should be out there playing with them.
Oh, sure, because dogs are very social animals. I explained
right.
that to my husband. I thought he kept them in their house too much. I said, look, even if we're just sitting around loafing, they want to loaf with us. We're their pack.
Right,
you know,
right.
We're their family.
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
When we're home, he just sits and he's quiet. He's happy as can be, but as soon as we leave, he barks.
Of course, because you're leaving, and he wants to be like, that's why I have kind of three dogs, so they keep each other company, but you're his pack, you're his family. He doesn't want you to leave. He wants to go with you. This is what dogs do. They're social.
Right.
They do everything together.
So do you see us kind of moving out of this place then because of this dog, or do you see the dog's going to be moving somewhere else?
I think the dog's going to go somewhere else.
I'm getting the dog's going to go somewhere else, too. I hope we helped you, and you'll have to let us know how it goes and what you decided. You might even run an ad in the paper that says, you know, for a good family, a free dog.
No. Never a free dog. Never.
Well,
like at least $50, because that's because people who use them for nefarious things won't pay the money to get them.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Anything.
All
$50, right. bucks, $25, $100, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He's a pure okay. right. I feel like get money.
All right.
That.
Well,
okay.
I just want to
good
make
day.
Sure everything is going to work out okay. Thank you. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome.
Yep.
Bye.
Okay. Let's go right on to the next caller. And the next caller is 856. 369 is the first part of it.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Who's this and where are you calling from?
My name is Nina and I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hi, Nina. How are you today?
I'm good.
Do you have a question for us?
Yes. Okay, so my brother, I asked an aunt of mine, car, because I was on vacation, and I told him where my keys were, and he took my keys and my car, and he never went to pick up my aunt for a week. So I wanted to know what's going on, and if he plans on coming back, or where is he? Will I get my car back? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
We're trying
yeah,
to focus. It's kind of hard. Lost people and cars aren't my thing all the time, so I need a little bit more concentration. Can you tell me his name? Is that okay?
Adam.
Adam.
Okay. He's coming back, and he's bringing the car back, is what I'm getting. I'm getting that you're not going to be happy with his excuse. I think he was irresponsible. I'm getting that, you know, it's important, though, that you track him down then. And that time is of the essence. So, do you know any of his friends?
No, not really. I really don't.
Okay.
I mean, I know of some of them. I guess I could go on Facebook and see what's going on, but I don't know.
No, did you report the car stolen?
Well, you know what? It's really a messed up situation because he left on Saturday. I called the police on Sunday because he was supposed to be home Saturday night. And they said there's really nothing that they can do because I told him he could take the car, and they refused to report it stolen. And now it's a week later, and I've been calling, and they, you know, it's just a weird
thing. He's a missing person.
Right, yeah.
Now.
Not a missing car. Missing person. Yeah, okay, gave him his car, but he's missing.
Right.
Yeah.
Because he, you know, you don't know where he is. You don't know how to locate him. And plus, he has your vehicle. So it's not that you're trying to report a stolen vehicle. You're trying to figure out what happened to your brother. So, and I'm feeling that it's absolutely time that you make a missing persons report. And that time is of the essence, but I'm also getting though that the car is going to come back, and it's you're going to be angry about the story, but you'll be thankful that everything turned out okay.
Okay.
Yeah, but you'll be angry when you see the condition of the car.
When I see I'm sure.
No,
I'm not
saying he wrecked it. I'm saying there's a condition inside, you know, people. I mean, if he's anything like me, we're not exactly the cleanest people in the car.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be all messy. And since he's been gone for a week, I'm assuming that he's been sleeping in the car so that it probably stinks. Like, I don't know what he's doing, but it can't
right.
be good. And I'm usually annoyed with any excuse that he gives me for any of the stupid things that he does. So that's
okay.
totally understandable.
So, that makes sense, and what I was saying about you were going to be angry about what he tells you. Really follow through, though. I'm getting, you know, right away with the police on the missing person. Because
on the missing person?
Yeah.
He's been missing more than 48 hours. That's definitely
right.
a missing person.
Yeah, even though he's an adult, though?
Yeah.
No, yeah, especially so, because usually the police
right.
will say, she's only been missing for 24 hours. Maybe she drank too much, fell asleep somewhere. Maybe she just took off for a day or so. But when it gets to something like 48 hours or beyond 48 hours, that's a missing person.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Even if an adult.
Okay.
I hope we helped you. Please
you
let
did,
us know
and
how
thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Call us back and let us know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'll keep you guys posted. Thanks again.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Yeah, bye-bye. Yeah, that's a hard situation, but it is a missing person after 48 hours, no matter how old they are. Okay, let's go right on to the next caller, which is another 5856 area code. 856, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hey, Laura.
Hi. And
Hi.
Do you have a question for us?
Yes. Do you see any major changes, anything happening in the next 6 months in my life? Anything major?
Yep.
Yep. I get yes too. Do you want us to? You want us to look at something particular?
Career, love life, buying a home, any one of those things
I
come
think
to mind?
Career. And moving came to mind. Love life will come later. But it seems like, you know, it's weird because I saw this vision of a volcano, like a big eruption, but it's good. This is good. You want eruption. You want flow and eruption. That's good. But, you know, I'm just feeling that things are really going to start working out for you. Really. If it's outside of 4 weeks, you're going to start seeing some major, major changes. The whole thing's going to
yeah.
shift. Real positive.
Laura, are you doing
self
introspection, like self healing?
No, she's one of those people who's so high energy. She should be doing that type of thing. She's really, really a bright, shiny spirit.
I'm thinking, well, because I'm seeing that she's going to have a shift, and I think that's what's going to bring forth this new energy that. And they say that it's actually going to be like you're going to have the Midas touch and, like, things that you've always wanted to create are going to start happening. So if you're not doing self-introspection or, you know, some kind of meditation, inner work, self-examining, you should probably start doing that. so that you can get clear answers.
Do you think I'm going to be moving? I do know what you mean because I'm actually contemplating that, actually, so yes. I know I have to do more meditations, and I haven't been doing that, and I know I've been telling myself that I have to start doing that.
Well, the thing with you, Laura, you are really psychically powerful. I could feel it when you got on the phone with us. And when I said you were a bright, shiny person, I could feel you have a lot of positive psychic energy. And I think that if you can try to harness that a little bit and focus it, it'll be a lot clearer to you. Because some people, are batteries. Either charge them and use them or you don't. But with you, you have so much potential with that. It's bursting
through.
Go ahead, Jay.
I'm getting that you're going to be moving right towards the beginning of next year. It's not like going to be right away, and it's going to be you're going to be put in a situation where you're going to want to you're going to choose to move. Not that you have to move. Okay, that's what I'm getting.
Okay. Do you think it's going to be in North Carolina somewhere? Because I, for some reason, I want to go there.
I got a house for sale there.
Way to go, Jay.
I want to buy a house on the water, somewhere near the water. Water is very important to me. I don't know why, but it is.
What's your birth sign?
I'm a Libra.
It's mostly an air sign. You must have a lot more water in you then. Are you near, what's your birthday?
October 1st.
You're about as far away from water as you can possibly get. But you must
I'm
have a lot of water
in
you because a lot of it are sun signs or are birth signs. But some of my friends who are astrologers say there's a lot more to us than just like the major birth sign. Some people have a lot of water in them.
Because water and waterfalls especially.
Mm-hmm.
I love the sound of waterfalls hitting the rocks. I just love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love the feeling. So I really would love to be somewhere around a lake or something. That's important to me.
Do you have an indoor waterfall? I had this thing where you can go to like to Bed Bath and Beyond and you get this like this little rocky thing and it has water coming down the side of it.
Now keep in mind I'm a Libra. So I have been looking for a long time for the perfect waterfall, indoor waterfall, and I haven't found what I want. But I'm a Libra, so I need to find the right one. But I've been looking because I want to set up when I buy my house. I want to set up a meditation room.
Mm-hmm,
and, you know, I want to play my harp music, and I want to put on
harp?
You know all of that.
You play the harp?
Well, no, I don't play it.
Oh, I do.
I actually do Reiki, and we sometimes have a harpist come in and play the harp while we're doing Reiki.
I told you she was really powerful, didn't I, Jay?
I know. I know. And I said, and you're not doing any meditation or self-introspection.
I do my meditations when I'm raking.
Oh, Lord, you're in trouble now. Jay's going to get you for that one, girl.
I'm going to do this because I feel like you have to do, you know, I got it so clearly when it first came in that, you know, you're missing your own information. You need to do this. You have to do this for yourself. And I do feel North Carolina would be good for you. My guides told me that. If you choose that area. They're saying the same thing. It doesn't have to be on water, but you do like water in the vicinity. So, you know, don't be caught into it has to be right on a lake or right on the ocean. Be more open to what's in the vicinity. Are there parks with waterfalls? You know, like in Asheville, North Carolina, there's Table Rock. There's all these waterfalls and mountain sceneries and all this stuff. So where on the whole other end of North Carolina is the ocean, you know, and all that kind of water availability. So be open to what you really want, and don't make it have to fit into one thing. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, I will. I will. And I definitely will. I'm going to start my meditations. I promise. I will.
Okay.
I know I have to do it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Call us back.
Okay. I will.
Yeah.
Have a good night.
Yeah.
You too, sweetheart.
For
thanks.
Everybody that's listening, we do private readings and we do healings and all kinds of stuff. I also am a Reiki master teacher practitioner, and I do theta and quantum healing, and I do a whole bunch of things. I do an origin healing, which consists of 10 different types of healing, which include past life, Akashic record changing, cutting cords, clearing out your 12 chakras. So look at our website. Ellen does all kinds of stuff too. She's great. She does all kinds of animal psychic work. She's a great reader. And so if you're interested, we are at the network of ChristianPsychics.com, and we provide all kinds of services. So please look us up.
And one of my other specialties is clearing negative energies out of your house.
Okay. Very cool. And so let's go on to the next caller, which is a 215 area code. 215, you're on the air. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sue from Philadelphia.
Hi, Sue.
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Good. Do you have a question for us, Sue?
Yes. Ellen does some readings about animals. I was wondering if one of my animals just passed away recently. How do you do that?
Well, I just connect into it. I just need to know the animal's name and the type of animal.
Her name was Little Bit, and she was a Chihuahua.
Chihuahua. Well, Little Bit, you know, is still very connected to you. And I know you can feel her sometimes when you're sleeping, snuggling with you again.
I still call out her name once in a while. I forget that she crossed over.
Yeah, well, she did, but she also likes to hang out as like a spirit totem, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And I can see her running and playing. So she is happy. She's with, you know, all the other animal friends and making new friends. I think that on the earthly plane, she loved that special time you guys had together and snuggling and feeding her. What were you feeding her? I know it wasn't just dog food.
Oh, no, she ate table food too, but she was she was always sickly. Like she would look like an anorexia. She couldn't hold food down that good. So that's what really actually made her get very sick, and I wouldn't let the vet put her down. So I was making baby food and smashing the baby food, different jars of baby food, and feeding her with a syringe, hoping that she would put on weight, but she didn't.
That's because she just didn't, I don't know why, but she had something in her stomach, an enzyme that wasn't processing the food. And that was a birth thing. That wasn't anything you did or anything she ate. It was just a genetic thing.
Yeah, that's what I thought, because she stayed so skinny all the time. I had her fixed. Usually when you get a dog fixed, or any animal fixed for that matter, they usually put on weight, but she looked like it. Like, if you've seen her towards my other chihuahuas, you would have thought I was starving her to death. That's how skinny she was. But I just want to know, that night I was holding her.
Mm-hmm.
I told her she let go, and she yiped and stopped breathing.
No, she went in peace because you gave her permission to go. She knew that she couldn't stay where she was at that time, and when you told her to go in peace, that's what she did. She was just saying goodbye, but she's still with you. She still runs around, and I know you feel her snuggling with you. You're giving me chills.
I can feel her.
Yeah,
even
and
my bird calls her out, so I know my bird sees her too. It's like she'll yell a little bit all the time.
Right. And when you're ready, when you're ready, I know, and I can tell you this on different levels, that there's other furry babies that need a mommy like you. So when you're ready, that's what she would want, because she doesn't want you to be lonely and sad.
Okay.
She wants you to, do whenever you feel like, and some people go, oh, do it right away. I've always told people, do it when you're ready. Because sometimes you're ready, and sometimes a new baby pops up for you.
And I have her mother, and, her mother was always, acting sick and depressed, too, while she was alive, and we were running through problems. And after she passed, her mom, she runs around acting like a puppy. It's like a big burden off of her as well, as me. I didn't want to jerk out, but
no.
I tried everything. There was nothing I could do to put on weight, for her.
I know. I'll tell you what happened in my Easter. We found her on Easter Sunday, and I mean that literally. She was a golden retriever, Sharpei mix. And when I brought her in the house, my husband screamed at me, get the dog out, blah, 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 blah. I said, no, I want her. So as the time went on, guess who became daddy's girl?
Easter.
Oh, yeah. So when she came down with lymphoma, when she wasn't eating, I made her chicken. I made her rice. My husband came home and said, oh, we're having chicken for dinner. I said, no, you're having a sandwich. Chicken's for the dog. I gave her cheese. I forced her to lick ice out of my hand. There was nothing we can do. I took her to the doctor because her leg swelled, and they hit her up with a lot of cortisone and steroids. It worked for one day. Then they said she had lymphoma. And there's nothing. I could have put her on because I worked for an oncologist, and the wife's like, hey, do you want some carboplatinum? I'm like, no, that's like $6,000 a cycle. And even if it was successful, it'd only be for 6 months. And our pets don't want our pets like that. We want them to be happy, and now they're in the kingdom of animals. Playing and running making friends.
That's just it. The vet wanted me to put her down, but I just said, is she in pain? He said, no, and I won't put her down. I just brought her home to die. I just couldn't do that,
I understand, but you did the right thing. She died in your arms. She died with you letting her go, and now she's at peace, and when you're ready, she wants you to get a new fur baby.
Okay. Thank you. That made me feel a lot better.
Oh, you're so welcome.
That was great, Ellen. Sue, can I ask you, are you having a conflict with a friend or family?
Yes, I am having a conflict with a family member.
Okay. That was kind of what I was getting. I wasn't getting about the dog, but I was getting that you're having this conflict, and what you need to do is what they're saying to me is, you don't necessarily have to be right or wrong. It's better to be happy than to be right. Nobody says that you have to be right or wrong or whose fault it is. Just, it's better to be happy. So let it go. They're saying, be the bigger person. Be the bigger person and just let it go. It's not worth the aggravation in your life. And so I'm not going to harp on it or anything. It's a personal choice. Just try to take that to heart. And if you can, be the bigger person. And just let it go and try to get things back where you're more cohesive, okay?
Okay.
I hope we helped you. Please let us know if you need a reading. We're here every Sunday from 6 to 8.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're so welcome.
And then for everybody who's listening, we are able to do private readings and healings and stuff at the network of ChristianPsychics.com. And we're going to go right on to the next caller, which is, it's going to be 860. 860, you're on the air. Hello? 860, you're on the... Okay.
I think they dropped.
Okay, I'm going to go on to the next one, which is 720. 720, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, who's this and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Colorado.
And your name?
D.
D? Okay.
Yes.
Do you have a question for us, D?
Yes, ma'am. I want to know about my relationship. I would like to know if where you see it heading between, excuse me, maybe now and the end of the year.
Okay. Can we have the first name of the person you're in relationship with?
His name is Scott.
Okay, you want to go ahead, Ellen?
I'm still focusing. Need a minute.
Okay. I feel like you're having some, it's going to take some great inner strength. I feel like you're making some judgments, and they're harsh judgments. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like... you know, so what you need to do when you're looking at a relationship like that you're in is you need to think, does this honor me? Is this relationship in my best and highest interest? How does this relationship not honor me? Am I willing to put up with the things that do not honor me? How, you know, do I want this behavior to continue? Is there an actual ability for this behavior to change? And unfortunately, not every situation results in love forever. And I feel like you have a lot of introspection or self-examination that you have to do. And even with that, I feel like you're going to be moving on.
Okay.
And
yeah.
I'll let Ellen tell you what she gets now.
Yeah, I agree with Jay. When you were telling us his name and getting into it, I heard this voice in my head screaming, "Stop!" First, I thought it was just me. That's why I wanted to focus. But I got a brick wall because that's kind of how he treats you. He just. Everything with him is like you're pulling teeth. You can't even ask him a simple question.
Okay.
And I don't know, you know, when you read, you know, you still need to, you know, always reevaluate and see if this is what you want. But I kind of think you know what you want, but you... Are you really willing to... I mean, every relationship has something you don't like about somebody or something you can change. That's normal.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's so stacked the other way with him. It's like... I can't... Jay, go ahead. I'm just trying to pull it out here. It's hard.
The other thing that I'm getting from you, Dee, is that you're scared about money. Is that why you're so... apprehensive about the change?
I do have that concern, but it's kind of independent of the relationship.
Okay.
We were talking about, frankly, I thought we were going to like move in together in October. So that's...
I just don't feel like it. Well, I mean, you know, you have the choice. What I told you is that you need to examine how you're being treated as far as, you know, does this honor me? You know, is this in my best and highest interest? Are my needs being met? Do I feel secure and happy? You know, are we communicating on an intimate level that, you know, is so valuable that you want to spend time and effort in pursuing it. And I think once you answer those questions for yourself, that you're going to choose that it really isn't. And what they, the other thing that I wanted just to add in real quick is the mm-hmm. money is going to be there for you, and mm-hmm. and don't worry about it.
Okay.
Not that you can't be, you know, you have to be conscious of your money, but don't be in the fear of lack, because when you do that, you create more lack. Just be sure that in knowing that God takes care of you, and that you will have what you need to move forward, that as long as it's in your best and highest interest. And I think you're going to find, I actually have in 4.5 months that a new guy is coming in who's mm-hmm. going to be a little bit better than, or not better, because there's no better, is going to honor you in ways that are more respectful. And but you know, it is your choice. So, you know, we never tell people what to do. And with this reading, what I want you to do, maybe listen to the archive, because this is the archive. Go back and try to listen to what we said, because a lot actually was said. And then, you know, try to move forward based on that information, and identify what your truths are. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Well, please call us back and let us know what's going on.
I appreciate it.
Anytime.
Okay, yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay, we're going to go right on to the next caller, which is 323. 323, you're on the air. Hello? 323.
Wow, we're dropping people.
No, it looks like they're on. Okay,
I don't hear anybody.
Let me go on to the, or back to that other one, because they were on to 860. You're on the air. 860. Okay. So I'm gonna
think maybe the angels took over our airways. We can't hear them through the telephone.
No, I think we'll just go to the next one. You know, Sometimes they want us to get to the right caller, you know, that really needs the information. 360, you're on the air.
Hi, my name's Lori.
We got a person.
Hi, Lori.
Hi.
Yes.
Yay.
Where are you calling from, Lori?
I'm calling from Washington State.
Ooh,
okay,
Washington.
Do you have a question for us?
Yeah. I'm wondering how I would ask this without names.
We can try.
Okay, I had this situation with this man.
Okay.
And he made all these promises, you know, and I thought my problems were going to start, you know, like I had some hope, and it turned out to be a whole lie.
Okay.
And I'm wondering, was that a lie? What happened there with that situation?
That's what he does.
That's what he does?
That's what he does.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay, whoa. Some people tell people what they want to hear for their own gain.
Well, this person happens to be on Blog Talk Radio.
Which is?
Huh? Well, I don't want to, you know, deflame somebody that bad.
Okay. What I would like to say for you, Lori, is this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Part of it, a couple of things. Number one, I think there's a little bit of misperception on your part, because you lack a little bit of self-confidence. And do you feel that's true?
Uh-huh. I know it's true.
Okay, I just want to make sure I'm reading you right. Okay,
yeah.
The other thing is, did he, or is it, it's a man, right?
It's a man, yep.
Yeah, okay. Are you feeling like you were trapped with him?
Pardon?
I
feel like maybe I was set up somehow. It feels like some kind of setup. It feels so nasty. It's so rude.
Okay.
It's like, is it true or what? Or was it somebody else chatting on the line telling me to spew last night?
Go ahead. I feel like, you want to go, Ellen, or should I just keep going?
Yeah, keep going, because there's something else coming in here, because when you first started, it sounded like you had this relationship with this person.
No, I didn't. I didn't have a relationship with them. I met them through Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, you
through
met
another,
them through the radio.
Yeah, through another person was on their show. They just kind of made up a show real quick, and they made up a Facebook page real quick, and they had a few of the psychics I really like on their show, and I think it's a whole big fraud, but I'm not sure, so I want to know before. And if it's a big fraud, I want people to be aware of it.
Well,
that was bad.
Right. One thing that we don't want to happen on this show is you make everybody aware of it, okay? Only because this is
But I need to find out for myself.
Right.
About
what you guys
pick up, if I'm wrong or if I'm right, or what am I supposed to do? Just forget about it or what?
I feel like part of the situation that has gone on is you. And so, you know something, I could do a better reading if I knew the person's name, but I don't want to go and get into that. So
right, I don't want to neither.
Right.
Yeah, I don't want to neither.
Lori, I rarely do this to people, but what I would suggest is that you consider calling Ellen and I afterwards and get a short, 5 or 10 minute reading in private so that you can get a better handle on what's going on. And if you don't feel comfortable doing it with us, go to the person who is.
I want to do it with the person that is the most. I want to have a little reading with the person that is the most has the most integrity and is the most honest and the most accurate.
I mean, that's well, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, everybody at the network of ChristianPsychics.com. They are here with integrity, okay? We're Christian psychics. We believe in, Christ, and we believe in doing the right thing, and we come from the light of Christ. We only work with the light. We don't work with dark energy. So,
and we were actually handpicked by Dr. Ginny, and believed that she put us through the ringer to do this.
I like her, so that's why I called you guys first. Because you're Christian and maybe you have morals.
Well, we do. And so what I would think it would be better to do that, or if you don't feel comfortable with us, then go to somebody who you really trust is what I would
say. Well, I think I can trust people, and then it turns out they're the worst. So I'm not very good at discerning who to trust. What do you do then?
Right.
One thing I want you to do immediately, Lori, is I want you to. I'm going to just call in Archangel Michael with you right now. Okay?
Yeah, thank you.
And we're going to just do a little bit of protecting you.
Thank you,
Archangel Michael. I call you in. I ask that you bring Lori divine and heavenly protection. Let's surround her in a diamond dome of protection. Let's ground her. Let's bring her balance. Okay. Now it's just going to take me like a minute of silence, and I will ground you. Okay.
Okay.
Then I'm going to tell you a technique on how to decipher things.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I felt like you've already had a shift.
Yeah.
That you're. Okay. Did you feel the shift, Lori?
Yeah.
Okay. What I want you to do now, the way that you decipher the truth in a situation, is you put one hand, your left hand, on your tummy, and you put your right hand on your heart, and you think of the situation with your heart, and you feel the answer in your tummy, and you ask the question, you know, and you need to be explicit about the question that you're asking so you can get to the core of the answer that you're looking for. You don't want to be confused, and you don't want to be all over with your emotions. You just want, you know, I've grounded you, so right now you can, once we hang up, you can go right into asking yourself, you know, the questions that are most pertinent to you, and
okay.
how, and you will get true answers. And, you know, if that doesn't work, you know, it should work.
Yeah.
But if you can't listen, and sometimes, and with some of what I was getting with you is that you're, it's self-imposed, some of it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh gosh.
And what he means by that, Lori, and forgive me, Jay, is that sometimes when we read for people, which kind of threw me when I read for you, sometimes
uh-huh.
people hear what they want to hear,
right.
or they really want that psychic to say what we want them to say. And like I'll tell you really quick, a few weeks ago I called Dr. Ginny about a job interview I had, and at
uh-huh.
first she was really excited about it. Then
yeah.
a couple days later she told me the job was already decided for somebody else. Now
uh-huh.
I didn't want to hear that.
Right.
But was she being a fraud? No.
No.
Was
she told you the truth.
Exactly. And sometimes when we don't hear what we want to hear, or
yeah.
we force the truth out of something
yeah.
that's not, we
right.
assume, oh, he's a fraud. Oh, he's dead.
Yeah.
Oh, he's dead.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I've experienced that. But see, he made me some offer, and I was looking forward to it. And then they changed their mind.
Well, it doesn't mean it was fraud. It means they just changed their mind.
Yeah, but they didn't say they changed their mind. They said something else. That was disturbing.
Yeah. Nobody ever
yeah.
tells you what they really think anyway. I mean, people will tell you at a job saying, oh, you just weren't right for the position. Could be translated, no, we don't want to pay you what you want.
Right.
So they put
right.
it back on you. They don't put
right.
it on them. They put it
right.
on you.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what hurts so bad.
Mm.
You know,
yeah,
because.
Understandable.
Yeah. Well, thank
I
you guys.
We,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lori, let that healing, you know, settle in like 10, 15 minutes, you know, make a list of questions that you want to ask, and then do
yeah.
that technique, and then you'll get a lot of clarity in that on your answers, okay?
Oh, wow. Wow, thank
okay.
you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I feel better
call
now.
It.
Thank you so much.
Great.
I'll call you
You're
again.
Welcome.
Thank
awesome.
You.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to
wow.
go right on to the next caller. Yeah, there's a lot of emotion going on everywhere because of the energy.
I'm telling you about the stupid moon from last week. Beautiful
Hello.
Moon. Hi.
Hello.
Hi,
6-2. Hi, how are you?
Good. Who's this?
I have an up. This is Beatrice, and I'm calling from Arizona.
Oh. Hi, Beatrice.
And I have an... I have bad news. I know you guys have been telling me for over 7 or 8 or 9 months that I was going to win my appeal. And as you know, on the 24th of June, they denied my my appellate brief by my attorney. So then you guys said to go ahead and do the motion to reconsider, which I did on the July the 8th. And you guys thought on the first week of September they were going to rule in my favor. Well, on the 21st, which was Tuesday, they denied my motion to reconsider.
Oh,
so it's done and finished and over. And I'm like really, really, really upset because I went out and spent over $2,200 to hire an attorney in January because everybody said, you're going to win, you're going to win, you're going to win.
Whoa, hold on. So you're telling me that if nobody said anything, you wouldn't have done anything? You would have just let it go?
No, I would have tried to. I would have hired an attorney anyhow, but you guys all saw me winning.
We did.
And then, but it's done and over. I mean, the only thing I can do now is hire another attorney, which will cost like $15,000 or $20,000, and appeal it in the Supreme Court, which I'm not going to do. That's, you know, it's only, the case is only worth $7,000 or $8,000, and for me to spend that kind of money that I don't have, it's, you know, it's gone by the wayside.
They pulled something shady. That's all I can say.
No, it was up to the, it was up to the commissioner.
No, there's something up. But, you know,
the opposing counsel didn't even respond to my motion to reconsider. So they didn't even, you know, question it or deny it or whatever.
See,
and what is
usually,
what is your legal advisor say?
What is my what?
Legal advisor say.
Well, when they lost my appeal, I fired my attorneys and I did the motion to reconsider myself.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I don't know.
I'm at a loss. Okay. I saw you winning. And I still think something positive is coming out of this.
Well, it's done. You can't appeal. You can't do a motion to reconsider. I mean, that's
right.
You can't do that.
I just.
And then you guys also told me, because I had questions regarding my air conditioning, that it broke down on the 28th of July. And you guys said, well, they'll come out and put more Freon in one time, and then they'll replace it by the 1st of September. Well, last Sunday, the guy came out, and he turned the little wand on, and he goes, well, it's shooting like 54. And I go, but there's a leak on the roof, you know, where the unit is. I'm not going up there. If I break the tile, they can sue me. I'm not going to go up there and check the leak. That's crazy.
Well, that's their job to do it. They have to do something. They just can't leave without air conditioning in Arizona.
Beatrice, I clearly remember that we said that they weren't going to replace the air conditioning. I remember that clearly, not that they weren't going to service it.
Ellen said they would come out and replace the condenser, is what Ellen said.
Well,
Ellen's not here today.
Ellen's right here. I'm right here.
Oh,
that's me.
Okay.
And yeah, they have. It's condenser is not replacing a unit. A condenser is a mobile part.
Well, they haven't done anything to it. That's basically the bottom line.
Well, they're going to need to do it one way or another.
So is there any way you can tell when I might be paying cash for a house that I plan to buy?
How much cash?
No, I'm supposed to be getting a seven-figure inheritance. And with that inheritance, I'm going to buy a house and pay cash for it. And then I'm going to invest the rest, but not in stocks and bonds and annuities and other things that, you know, I don't have to worry that it'll get lost, you know, by gambling. Yeah.
And they'll give you interest.
Beatrice, rather than,
right.
I didn't even want to go there with you. What I would rather do is I want you to start doing some self-healing. I want you to do some releasing, and we need to try to clear some of this energy that just transpired that didn't move forward like everybody thought it was going to. I actually thought the last time we talked you were still under legal counsel. I didn't realize that you had proceeded on your own.
No, I told you that I let my attorneys go.
Yeah, but I thought you said that you obtained other a legal advisor.
I know how to do a motion to reconsider.
Right. But the problem is that without legal representation, the court systems throw out everything.
Yeah.
So,
especially if the other people don't respond, you don't have anything to push them to respond.
Right. Because you, I don't know. Anyway, but what I would rather you see you be doing, rather than counting on your inheritance coming in and trying to create a situation from a reading again, I would rather that you be doing healing on yourself and letting go of some of this energy that is negative. And what I would do is I'd be working with calling in Archangel Michael to cut and clear your cords. And I would be considering doing a chakra clearing and try to get yourself rebalanced and pull the Christ energy through your crown chakra and attach it to your heart, and also do a grounding cord to Gaia Mother Earth so that you can be grounded and be cleansed. Because I feel like some of what's going on are you're having these situations and you're creating, I can't think of what the word is, and for some reason it's eluding me, but you're creating a type of chaos that's manifesting in a negative way, and it's spinning. So what you want to do, and I don't know if, you know, how, it might even be spinning where your landlord is upset with you. So, and about your air conditioning problem. So I don't want you to be manifesting more negativity. I want you to be releasing everything, just like flush it out, soak in a salt bath, and then move on and try to heal first. Do you understand that?
Oh, yeah, I understand.
Okay. And then, you know, feel free to call us back and let us know how things are going. If you want to do a clearing, there's a lot of people that do clearings. You can look and see. We do clearings at the network at ChristianPsychics.com. And if you're interested in that, I'd be glad to help with it. Or Ellen, if you wanted to contact us. So I hope that, you know, you'll take that advice. And any last words, Ellen?
You pretty much covered what I wanted to say.
Yeah,
all right, well, thank you.
You're welcome,
yep,
Beatrice.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's go right on to the next caller. Okay, 302. Hi, 302, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing? Thank you for taking my call.
Great. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Karen, and I'm calling from Delaware.
Hi,
Karen. Delaware.
Do you have a question
and
for us?
Yes, I wanted to see what you see coming up in my love life.
I didn't get your love life. I got that you're worried about money. Is that true?
Somewhat.
Okay. Not that they're just saying to let it go. They're saying that things are going to start looking up for you, that you're kind of at the end of a situation that you were in. They're telling me... are you ready, Ellen? And I'll look at your love life, too.
Well, actually, when I got in love life, I got match. The first word I heard was match. Are you with somebody now, or are you coming? Is someone coming in?
Yeah, someone's coming in. I'm sort of seeing them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I heard match, but I wouldn't jump into it real fast. I would continue to lead up to it because you jump into things really fast. And I don't want you. I don't want you to do that. I want you. I mean, if you want, stay with this guy. I keep on hearing match, 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 match. Wow, that's weird. So I feel like, I don't know if it's him, but a match is coming or here. That's the whole thing I'm getting.
Well, that sounds good then.
Yeah, it does. Sure. But I just want you to do your base work and your work. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to be really sure.
Okay.
Can I get a first name for him?
His name is Tom.
Tom.
Hmm.
He laughs a lot, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jay. Forgive me.
It's a good match, too. I'm getting a good match for you, too. You need, and just be sure that you communicate clearly with him, okay? Because I feel like he does have a little bit of a communication lapse. Like he hears you, but he doesn't register. So just make sure that if you're communicating something that's important to you, that he understands, and you might try reiterating it. Have you noticed that at all?
I do, yes. That's very true. I was laughing to myself. I was waiting.
It's okay, because I was. I'm glad that it's true. But I do feel like he's a good match, you know, so just like what Alan said. So just try, it's really important to communicate clearly, and I don't know what the miscommunication is or why it doesn't register. Just you might have to reiterate, like I said, stuff that's really important to you, not everything. I mean, you don't have to say, you know, things over and over. But things that are of importance, make sure that he understands, you know, the value to you.
Okay.
Okay.
And you were saying financially things were going to pick up. That wasn't the primary thing, but you said that that's going to also...
Yeah, I feel like you're at an end where things are going to start clearing up for you financially. I feel like... I just lost my whole studio. I was coming back up, which is good news.
Sorry.
So
I do that all the time.
Are you still there, Ellen?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. Yeah, now it's okay. Yeah, I can hear you. The whole studio just disappeared. So I'm sorry about that, Karen. I lost my train of thought of what I was thinking or getting. You're at the end of your financial deal. Just be optimistic, and same thing. It's like I've been telling everybody the same thing. Release being in lack, because you're not in lack. You actually have a lot of abundance, and if you can focus on how much abundance you have rather than what you don't have, it allows more to come to you. So be in gratitude of your abundance. Be in gratitude of, you know, the things that are good in your life. And I really feel like good things in a very short period of time for you.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for your reading. I greatly appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. Definitely call back and let us know how it goes. You know.
I will, and I'll continue to listen offline.
Oh, awesome.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was nice. So I'm going to try 860 is going to be who I'm going to try next. I don't know if it's going to work, but 860, you're on the air.
Hello, ladies.
It's a gentleman and a lady, but...
Oh, gentlemen,
the
lady, that's
from?
Right. This is Rita from Connecticut.
Hi, Rita. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing okay. Listening to the show. I think I've listened before, but I'm open to whatever you have.
Okay, you just want a general reading?
Yes, I'm open. I got a lot of things. I can ask you 100 questions, so I'll kind of leave it open.
Well, I'm getting just like with the other caller, things are looking up for you. I think you're on an upturn. I think that you have been in, had some great sadness, or you were, is that sadness? Is that correct term?
Yes, I stress.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure if that was sadness was the right term. Stress is, okay. I'm getting that you released a lot of it, and I'm getting that, you know, the root of it is a rudimentary fear that you just have to release the rest of it, but you're really on the up. And does that seem true with you?
I'm hoping for that. Does wolf mean anything? I'm looking for some help from a wolf. It's a female, W-O-L-F-E. I'm hoping she could help me with some stuff.
I'm getting a yes on that, that a wolf is somebody who is honorable. I'm getting that, but I'm getting don't count on everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I feel like wolf is honorable and is going to come through somehow for something that you're seeking from her.
There's also a man I was thinking about, too, to help me with some stuff. So I was wondering who would be better, the female or the man.
Okay. Well, what's his first name?
Oh, God, I don't have it on the top of my head. Howard. I think his first name is Howard.
I'm going to go with Howard's better than Wolf, and I'm going to see what Ellen's getting because it's kind of getting a little messed up for me. But go ahead. Ellen, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I was just going to say that it's good to get help that you need, but I'm also wondering, you know, how are you standing on your own, too? Because someone else can make it happen, but you need to make it work. Do you know what I mean?
Right, right.
So you're not. So make sure you're not getting in over your head, because they can help. There's no doubt about that. It's just that, you know, like I said, you need to make it work.
Okay.
Are you wanting to fall in love?
No. No, it has nothing to do with love. It has to do with, I just, you know, sometimes you just need help with people to do stuff. I mean, you can't do everything yourself, you know. You have to hire accountants to do stuff. You have to hire carpenters to do stuff. You have to hire lawyers to do stuff. You have to, you know, and whatever it is, you know, and I'm kind of going back and forth between these two people to help me with something, and I've just been stressed about it. You know, you can't do everything yourself. You can't be all do all. You have to, you know, other people have skills that are better than yours.
Right. Oh, true.
Rita, remember, you've been on the show the whole time, so if you didn't listen to the one woman who was having a problem with deciphering truth, that same technique will work for you when you're needing to decipher something. You put your left hand on your tummy and your right hand on your heart, and you think with your heart, you know, about the situation, and you think about the name Wolf, and you think, is Wolf really in my best and highest interest? And you feel what you feel in your tummy, and, you know, it's called a gut reaction. And then you put your hand on your heart and you feel, this is for people who aren't quite as intuitive as like Ellen and I, but they need to decipher their own information. And plus it starts getting you into knowing your truth. This is a technique that really works. It's a, all throughout people's history, or throughout history, they said, you know, go with your gut reaction. And but the way that you really utilize that technique is you put one hand on your heart, your right hand, and then you put your left hand on your tummy, and then ask the question. And you'll get clear answers. You really will. Like sometimes you'll get a pain in your gut, or you'll get a fluttering, or you'll get and what you want to do is you want to think however you're feeling. You know, if you're feeling good, then, you know, that's a positive. If you're feeling anxiety or uncertainty, that's probably a negative. You know, so, but the technique really does work. The other thing is that you can just go into meditation and you can ask your guides to give you an answer and you can listen for that answer. You know, and there is, I don't know how intuitive you are, but I feel like you're some intuitive, that you have some intuitive ability or that you're very perceptive if you don't perceive yourself as intuitive. You have really good perception. Does that resonate with you?
Sometimes I have dreams.
Okay.
And I and this morning, you know, I was kind of just relaxing, and it's something just like a light bulb went in my head, and I'm not quite sure what that means.
What was it again? The light bulb went off in her head.
Okay.
Those are definitely hits on trying to make you be aware of your truth. So,
it's like information. It's like they give me information. I was wondering, is that how you receive it? What exactly does that mean? It's like a vision of an outline. You lining it up. It's like I had a vision of sitting at a table, going 1, 2, 3, and lining it up. And, it was like, I'm like, oh, you know, but I wasn't sleeping. I was just relaxing.
Right. Definitely. You were probably at a very calm space where you're open to what they were sending you. So, it registered a little bit earlier for me to tell you is when you do that hand and heart technique, do it first thing in the morning, before you get all anxious and before you get all in your head, you know. Kind of just lay there and just like what you said, be in that perfect calm and do that, and you'll see how receptive or how intuitive you actually are, because I knew you were intuitive, but I didn't know if you were recognizing it. So, you are intuitive. Those are hits that you're getting, and those perceptions are real, and you need to move forward on the truths of those. You know, honor them by knowing that they're your truths, because they're actually giving that to you. Anything that you want to say, Ellen?
Yeah, normally when a light bulb goes off on your head, that's really the angel Metatron. He's actually God's voice. So definitely listen and decipher.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So that was the message. Okay. It's like putting it together. Okay.
Exactly.
It's like a block. I've been having a block and finding somebody, and I've been getting a lot of no's, but I don't understand why I'm getting no's. And it's like, you know. And sometimes they don't come and ask questions. They just, but the vision was me on the table just going 1, 2, 3, 4. It's like the outline.
Because it's lining up. And, you know,
it's
I read something interesting on Facebook. It said, sometimes we pray and God answers yes. Sometimes we pray, he says no, but he gives us something better. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we don't get an answer right away, but then he gives us something best.
Okay.
So, yeah, I would definitely use that technique, and you'll get a clearer picture of the simple questions. My guides were telling me that Howard seems a little bit more stable for some reason than Wolf. And I feel like, although I believe that Wolf will be able to help you in a way, I don't think it's going to be everything that you want, though, with her. Okay.
I get a better result with Howard. Okay.
Right. Okay. So I
all
hope
right.
we helped you. Let us know how it goes, and feel free to call back in. Thank you very much for calling.
Okay, thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah.
Jay? Hey. Jay! Jay?
Are you there? Hello? Ellen, are you there? Okay. I don't know what's going on, but
hello, Jay.
Okay, I can hear you.
Golly,
I don't know what
gee whiz.
Let's take this next caller. Gosh.
We'll try.
Right. It's 10 minutes before the end of the show, and I have for the last 3 months, 10 minutes before the end of every show, my phone has or I've been kicked off of. Out of Blog Talk. Are you still there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's take the next caller.
Bye.
It's 323. You're on the air. Hello?
You know what? They're probably there yelling, "I'm here," like I was, and nobody can hear us.
Interesting. Well, I can...
Let's move on.
Okay, I just want to. They were holding on for a long time, and they were.
I know.
Last time, so I. Okay.
He's gone.
Okay, let's go to 407. You're on the air.
Yep. 407. That's us. Huh. Hello, Orlando.
407, yeah. You're on air.
Why do I Hello? Think that's Dr. Jenny trying to get in and she can't?
No, it's not Dr. Jenny.
It's not Dr. Jenny? Okay. I have 407.
It's not,
I think
it's not her number that I recognize. Okay. So I don't
do you
want to
try another one?
Well, I don't know because I don't even know if we're being heard on air. So let's. There's only 6 minutes left. It was a great show, Ellen.
It was.
Let's just call it quits because, you know, nobody seems to be coming through. And you know, I don't know if we're even being recorded. So,
God, I hope not.
So,
all right, well, we'll try this next week.
Yeah, we're going to come back next week for everybody. If anybody would like a private reading, you can get us at the network at ChristianPsychics.com. We do all kinds of psychic work, and we'd be glad and available to help you. Thank you and for coming to our show. Thank you for all the people that have been in the chat room. And it was really nice seeing you in there, Laverne. I'm sorry I didn't get in to chit-chat with you. Sometimes it's hard for me to be operating the switchboard and being in the chat room. So I thank everybody for coming, and I thank you, Ellen, and we'll talk to you soon.
Mm-hmm. Don't
okay,
forget to
bye-bye.
Email me those pictures.
Yeah, I'm going to send them through a text because I have them on my phone.
All right. Cool.
Okay. Yeah, right. I'll talk to you later. Okay, yeah, bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.